and we'll have you preach. And you got about 30 minutes, which is great. I think we gave you a little bit more time than usual. And love Brother Ben. Brother Ben's one of my closest friends, one of the first people that I got connected with when I came to Jackson. I'll never forget, sitting at Stakes Eatery, Stakes Eatery. And I remember saying, Brother Ben, you've been a youth pastor for, I don't know how many years at that time, but I said, give me some advice, please. And he said this, and it stuck with me forever. He said, listen, don't treat your ministry as a stepping stone. He said, even if you want to go and pastor, or he said, don't just have long-term goals, even if you don't plan on being there. And I thank God for that advice. It's helped me a lot. So I love Brother Ben. Brother Ben, preach for us.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I love Pastor Donald. Amen. He's a good guy over here. I like him. Hey, that's a big Bible. Amen. We love Loomis Park Baptist Church. Amen. Well, I'm over from Fellowship, just a stone's throw away over there in Clark Lake. But man, we love Loomis Park Baptist Church. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate your heart for the Lord. We appreciate your pastor. I personally really appreciate Pastor Donald. And, there he is sneaking in the back. Oh, man, all the pressure. No, preacher's here now. Oh, man. But we really appreciate you guys. And I was so proud of Pastor Rich and Pastor Donald. We were at that crazy NDO thing over there at the Michigan Theater. And to be surrounded by these men of God that are willing to stand up and to speak the truth. And I was just proud. I was really proud of the men here in Jackson. And we really have a special thing that God has given us of the churches collaborating and working together towards the cause of Christ. It's really a blessed thing. Just this morning, I had the assistant pastor over at Sycamore, David Beal. That's prayer. I can't keep all my youth pastor friends straight. Matt Boyd, and he preached our chapel for us. And we went out to breakfast and fellowship. And it's just a special thing we got here in Jackson, guys. Not all churches have this. I was talking to a good pastor friend of mine out in California. And he said, you know, what you guys have here, that's not the way it is everywhere. He said, you know, over by us, there's a real spirit of competition over there between churches. And there's just not that sweet fellowship and unity and working together towards the cause of Christ and strengthening each other that he says, I wish there was like you guys have here. So I just praise the Lord for you guys. Praise the Lord for what you do, for missions, for the youth, for everything. You guys are awesome. I just want to let you know I appreciate you. Hey, I'm so blessed to be here tonight with my beautiful wife, Rachel. And for those of you that don't know, she's sitting right back there in the corner. And we have another one that is going to be here, another little baby that is going to be here any day. If it was up to us, it would have been yesterday. But, you know, the babies kind of come on their own time. And I'm working with our church because, you know how church calendars can get just so busy to schedule. We're trying to schedule things. And I'm trying to schedule things around when the baby's going to come, but you know, babies really don't really care about our schedule, so they just go kind of come when they're ready to come. So I had to get some people a place for that. But I'm blessed to be here with my wife, and I just love her so much. She's so good to me, and I am a blessed, blessed man. Looking forward to having our new little girl, getting to meet her. So you guys, if you guys could pray for that, that's always a big prayer request whenever a baby comes, and you know, just the crazy things that can happen. And, you know, we just pray for a safe delivery and that everything goes well there. And, you know, God blessed us with our son, Titus, just gave smooth. Everything went well. We're just praying that happens again, you know, and just you could pray for that. But all right. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. All right. Am I on here? Can I move around? All right. Praise the Lord. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You know, just last week, we had a holiday. Amen? We had a little holiday last week. We had Valentine's Day. Praise the Lord. I got to spend the whole day with my wife, and we went shopping and did some other stuff and went out to eat. We went out. We had a gift card that we were saving for Red Lobster, and we had been saving that since Christmas. We went out and used that. We had a good time together. But last week, it was Valentine's Day. And, of course, what is Valentine's Day? The day of? We talk about Love. Oh, yeah. Those teenagers are like, ooh, la, la. Yeah, love. That's right. We talk about love on Valentine's Day. So that's just kind of been on my heart and on my mind. And, you know, Valentine's Day, so I was thinking about it and studying, of course, reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And let's go ahead and read it here. And let's think a little bit tonight about love. Let's talk about it. And the question tonight is, do you have God love? Like, God love? What's that? We'll talk about it. Let's get into it right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it's starting in verse 4. The Bible says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all your wonderful blessings. Pray that you'll just fill me with your spirit. Give me the words you want me to say tonight. Help me to bring forth a truth from your word that can just be a blessing and encouragement to everybody here. And just bless this evening, Lord. Pray all these things in your holy, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we're going to be talking about love, and the question is, do you have God love? What is God love? Well, I'll tell you this. When you love somebody, and we're not even just talking about like love between a husband and wife type of love. I'm just talking about love in general. So, you know, you love your parents, you love your friends, you love your spouse, you love your kids. What is God love? I tell you this. When you love somebody, that person is going to put your love to the test. Amen? You guys know what's happened. Some of you here, your hair's a little bit whiter than mine, and you know that over the years, people have put your love to the test. I was with my wife in the car, and I was just kind of like running over my notes, and I read that statement, and I was like, you know, people are going to put your love to the test. And she looks over at me, and she goes, constantly. Hello. I was like, obviously she's talking about our son putting her love to the test. But, you know, people are going to put all the test. You know, when we were growing up, we were constantly putting my parents' love to the test. Me and my two older brothers, it was the three of us. We had three boys, a girl, three boys, two girls, a boy. All right. So, but it was kind of like split up. So it was like the three boys, then we had a girl. She got away with everything, by the way. Then we had three boys and then two girls. So it was kind of us three boys at the top, and we were kind of the three amigos. You know what I mean? We just got in trouble together. And my soul, we put our parents to the test. I don't remember. My parents tell stories about this, but I don't remember it the way they do. I just remember having fun as a kid, but my mom told us one time that somebody in the church volunteered to babysit us while her and my dad went out on a date. And once we got back to the house, that they almost left the church after they babysat us. I do have a brief memory of something that where I was in their freezer getting an ice cream sandwich out. I don't know if she said I could or not, but anyways, we put our parents' love to the test. And I go on and on with how many ways we put our parents' love to the test. And, you know, so nowadays I'm kind of reaping what I'm sowing with Titus, my soul. I love that boy, but wow, he's got energy. We were sitting in church last Sunday, and I'm sitting there, and we can rarely have Titus in church. He's just all over the place. And I look over, this good friend of mine, he's sitting over there, and his son is just sitting there like this. Looks up at his dad. Looks at my dad preaching. Looks over at his dad. Looks out. I'm like, are you kidding me? We have Titus. We have our son. And there he's climbing up over our shoulders, and he's like gnawing on the hymnals, and he's like tearing pages out of them. I'm like, how does that happen? So I am getting a little bit, I'm reaping a little bit of what I sow. But people are going to put your love to the test. I'll tell you this real quick. I love my wife with all of my heart. Seriously, I love her so much. And I love, second to that, I love my son. I just love him more than anything. But I've put my wife's love to the test a time or two. You know, we were on the way home from church. This was sometime in the fall, maybe in the spring of last year. And we were on the way home and we were talking and we were talking about this person that we know. They don't go to our church. But we were just talking about them. And, you know, there's just things you could talk about with your husband and wife that you just obviously wouldn't talk about with other people. And I was telling her, I think I said something like this. My goodness, we were talking about what a blessing it is. Her parents are just such great in-laws to me. And I'm just so blessed because we just love going to their house. They're just so great. And I was like, if I had those people as my in-laws, so that's how I was going. Like, I cannot imagine that guy being my father-in-law. That would be horrible. And so anyways, I'm a fidgeter. So I'm sitting there, I'm fidgeting with stuff. And that's just the way I've always been. I've always fidgeted. I've always, like, I had to play with things. When we were young, my mom would sit me down and have long talks with me after I hit my brother or something. And she'd be like, no, let's talk about all the things the Bible has to say about not being mean to your brother. And it'd be about 45 minutes. And we're sitting there and, you know, I'd pick up a pen and be clicking it the whole time or be ripping up a little piece of paper. She'd be like, stop it. Listen to me. And I was just a fidgeter. I was always fidgeting. She's like, stop. I'm like, I can listen. I'm just, I got to be moving stuff around. So I still do that. So I'm in the car. And I had gone and burned the garbage earlier, so there was a lighter there, and it was one of those lighters that's got the long thing on it. You reach down and light it so you can burn your finger. And I was just sitting there, click, 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 and while I'm talking to my wife, just, you know, sitting there clicking it, because I don't know, I feel bad for my wife. You guys got to feel bad for my wife. Can you imagine that? Having to marry this guy. Oh, my soul. Sometimes she takes stuff out of my hands and puts it on the table. Yeah. Just let me take that for you. So I'm sitting there, and I come up to that point where I'm like, my goodness, if that man was my father-in-law, I was like, shoot me in the head. I didn't mean that, but you know, it's just the things you say. So I'm like, shoot me in the head, and I take the lighter and I point at her. I go, bang. The flame jumped out of the lighter over to her hair, up her head. Has anything ever happened in your life and you're like, you're like frozen because you literally have no clue what to do? I don't know whether to laugh or cry or jump out of the car or grab a Bible and say, this is God's word. Say back. I don't know what to do. She looks at me like, and praise the Lord, by the grace of God, she was able within a couple minutes to laugh about it. And, it turned out well. It turned out well. I say that to say this. People are going to put your love to the test. Amen? People are going to put your love to the test. I can't even go into all the stories of putting love to the test. Let me ask you this tonight. Do you have God love? Do you have God love? Let me ask you this. How do you define love? Think about it. How do you define love? What is love? And how do we know if we really love someone? You might say, I know what love is. Do you? Here's maybe some of the things that come to mind when you think of love. Maybe you think, I know what love is because love's that special feeling you have about somebody, right? That's what love is. That's what we like to think of. That's that special feeling I have. Or you say, I love that person because they make me a better person, right? That sounds like something I'd say about my wife. She makes me a better person, which she does. And just praise the Lord, she hasn't killed me yet. Praise the Lord for that. But you say, I love that person. You know, I can't make it without them. Or maybe like the women would say, I love him. He's my strong arm to lean upon. Or he says, I love, or she says, I love him because he cherishes me. Or he says, I love her because she honors and respects me. Or they fulfill me. Or because of what they do for me. That's what love is. That's how I know what love is. Who or what is defining your love? You need to understand this. This is something to get a hold of. Are you letting God define your love? Or are you letting the world define your love? What is defining your love? Listen, if you can get a hold and really understand God love, I'm telling you guys, it's going to dramatically change your life. Ask yourself tonight, do I have God love? You know, God knew when he created the world and he created all things that are and he created love, right? God created love. Are we all here tonight? Amen? God created love. Well, I think we can all agree on that. So God created it. And you know, I mean, it goes right back to this crazy NDO thing we're dealing with. Whenever God creates something, Satan tries to take that thing and completely flip it upside down, right? So Satan, everything God says is good and right and something that should happen and something you should do, no matter what it is, Satan is in a constant battle to take, I don't care what you're talking about, he's in a constant battle to take that and flip it upside down on its head. He wants everything that God wants. Just think this, everything God wants, Satan wants the complete opposite. That's literally the way it is. That's the Christian life. We're constantly in that struggle between what God wants and what Satan is trying to get us to do. So God knew the devil was going to do this. He knew he was going to take the good thing that God created in love, and he knew he was going to try to distort and twist it. So you know what God did? He gave us the definition of love right in the Bible, so there'd be no question. Amen? So let's take it again. Let's take it. Let's see what God has to say plainly about love in the Scriptures and see if maybe we have gotten our view or concept of love maybe a little twisted, maybe a little bit mixed up in our head. Let's go back here. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4. Let's start at verse 4 through verse 7. Let's read it again. And let's just think about the overall concept of what love is here. All right? So here we go. Are you there? Say amen. All right, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. All right, I'm here to tell you that right there, guys, that encapsulates God love. All right, so let's think about this. Let's think about what we just read there, and let's think about God love. And I'm going to wrap it up, I'm going to put some words, some cinnamons here. Cinnamon Toast Crunch here. We're going to put that. No. We're going to put something where you can understand what it's saying. So if we look at what the world calls love, you know what it could be wrapped up in? Every one of these points, it's that special feeling I get inside. That person that makes me a better person. I can't make it without them. They're my strong arm. They cherish me. They respect me. They fulfill me. You know what each one of those is? Me, 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 me. You know what the world's view of love is? Things that people do for me. It's all about me. They love me. They give to me. They fulfill my needs. That's why I love them. But here's the thing. God literally says everything love is the complete opposite. You know God's view of love? And I'm going to hear some words here. That these are just words literally today that came to my mind as I was reading through this passage. Here's the words. Sacrifice, dedication, selflessness, humility, giving, not expecting anything in return, suffering willingly, trusting, self-control. That's not normally the type of words that our culture would use when they talk about love, is it? But let's look here again. Let's look here. Think about that. Sacrifice, dedication, selflessness, humility, giving, not expecting anything in return, suffering, trusting, self-control. I mean, you keep going on and on. But let's look here and see as we read this passage, thinking about that. So think about love. The world's all about love is what I get, and God's all about love is what you give. And now let's look here at this passage and see, now that we've talked about that, see how this comes to light maybe a little bit more. Starting in verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Isn't it just like the devil to take everything God says love is? And if you are to view, if you're to watch the news, the media, TV shows, movies, music, love is all about me, all about what I get, all about fulfilling what I need. And if you don't fulfill that, then you don't love me. Satan has taken it and twisted it and turned it upside down on its head. Listen, I want you to understand, if you are in a relationship, if you're going into a relationship, I'm not just talking about, you know, man and woman relationship. I'm talking about parents with kids and friends and kids with parents and brothers and sisters. This is what love is. And if you're in the relationship and the relationship's about what you're getting, I am here to tell you, you are going to be sorely disappointed. You know why? Because I'm here to tell you, if you're anything like me, you're greedy, selfish, and you think life is all about you. Amen? Amen? So if you're putting your reliance in relationships expecting to get all this stuff out of them, guess what? The people you're putting your love and that what you think you're going to get, what the world tells you love is, guess what? They're just as greedy as you are. And they're thinking the same thing. Amen? So we've got to stop having this concept, the wrong concept of love. Remember, God made love, not Satan. God is the one that gets to tell us what love is, not Satan. God, you know, when you follow God's principles, here's the crazy thing. When you follow God's principles in your life, you're going to be blessed. When you go against them, you're going to be cursed. It's just the way it works. Okay? It's like gravity. You know, there's unsaved people. I'm telling you, there is unsaved people who have taken God's principles, whether it is according to business or finances, and there's people that have taken God's principles and they are now making multi-millions and millions of dollars giving people biblical concepts. Because all they're doing is taking God's principles and applying it to the business world or finances. And so here's the point. When you follow God's process, when you follow His principles, you're going to be blessed. You can even be unsaved and follow God's principles, and you're going to be blessed, right? There's people literally in business who teach people in business God's principles. You know, do right, help other people, be honest in business, and God blesses that. So here's the thing. We got to follow God's process. It's just the way it is. Satan's type of love will never satisfy. That's what we're all looking for with love, right? Satisfaction. That's the irony. You think as you get, it's going to satisfy you, but it doesn't. It's as you give, you're satisfied. We got everything mixed up. And why do we gravitate towards that type of love, that give me love? Because like I said, we're all greedy and we're all selfish people. Amen? We're just human. And that's the way we are. That's the way that we're going to be till the day we die. And that's our goal, is to, you know, not become sinless, but hopefully by the grace of God, every day we start to sin less and less. Amen. And hopefully we start to become less selfish and less greedy. Do you have God love? Let me ask you this. Have you been frustrated with relationships in your life? You know, having a distorted view of love will frustrate you. Because you're not seeing things the way they really are. Have you ever thought something and then other things come to light, and then you look at the situation, you're like, oh, that's a little bit different now that I know this, this, and this. Maybe things weren't the way I thought they were. Well, guess what? Let's look at our relationships. Your relationship is not about you. It's about the other person. And if that's the way you're viewing it, you are going to be frustrated and irritated Why do you think there's so many breakups? Could you imagine? Could you imagine what our country would be like if everybody had God love? Let me ask you this. Is your love conditional? I know people whose love is conditional. It's conditional upon what you give them. And as soon as you're not giving them what they think they need, they're like, see ya. Is that the way you are? Is your love conditional? You know, through studying this and through reading this, you know what God showed me? I don't love my wife with God love. I'm just going to be honest. I'm selfish. God showed me that. You know, let's just be honest. Do you love people with God love? Do you love your spouse with God love? Do you love your children? Do you love your parents? Do you love your brothers and sisters with God love? It's a pretty sobering realization as I was studying this. Are you taking in your relationships or are you giving? We should always be giving more than we're taking. Can you imagine? Could you imagine what your family, I don't care what family circumstance situations are going on in your family. Could you imagine what it would be like in your family if every person had God love towards each other? Could you imagine what your friendships would be like if all your friends were exercising God love? Think about it. Could you imagine what this church would be like if each and every member of this church had God love toward each other, had God love towards their preacher? Think about it. Could you imagine how much better your relationship with your spouse would be if you had God love towards each other? I'm here to tell you, I need God love in my life. I'm serious. Like I went on a little jog. I had some time before the service, so I went on a run around 5 o'clock, just around our neighborhood. It's so beautiful out, right? Take advantage of that. Went up for a little run, and I was just thinking about this message and meditating on it, and just really started realizing how full of pride I am, how just prideful, arrogant. Just thinking about how consumed I am with myself. Sickening. It's sickening when you really think about it. I need more God life love in my life. I'll tell you what, if everybody exercised God love, there'd be a lot less broken relationships. You know why relationships are broken? Because of pride. Pride, either on both sides or on one side or something, but the pride. Here's what I want to challenge you with. Maybe you've had a distorted view of love like I have. Honestly, doing this study has been phenomenal for me. It's been wonderful meditating on this, and I've been thinking about it a lot. But take the next 3 days. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Take the next 3 days. And I want you to think about just one person in your life. One person that you have a strained relationship with, one person that things are just not going well. And I want you to commit once a day, that's only 3 times, that in some way, shape, or form, you're going to perform God love towards that person. Let's not just sit here and be like, oh yeah, I need to do that. Let's do it. Amen. Amen? I guarantee you, each and every person in here, I just know the way the world works. I guarantee you, each and every person has a strained relationship with someone in their life. I don't think that would be too inaccurate. Find one way in the next 3 days to exercise God love towards that person. And as you do this, I'm telling you, it's just the way the world works. It's the way God designed the machine to run. You're going to be blessed. It's just the way it is. Do you want to be blessed in your life? Start exercising God love. Let's pray. Dear Lord, just thank you for this day. Thank you for all your wonderful blessings.